This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's from Allah's infinite mercy that He favored certain times over others. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has distinguished these times so that we can seek them out and strive in worshipping Him during them, so that we can gain that great reward, inshallah. Today, I'd like to quickly remind you of three golden opportunities, three times unlike any other times. The first happens most frequently, every single night. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Our Lord descends to the lowest heaven in the last third of every night, in a manner that befits His Majesty." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks and says, "Who is calling upon me so that I may answer him? Who is asking for me so that I may give him? Who is seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him?" SubhanAllah, isn't that amazing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting us to ask Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "The closest of servants to their Lord are those who pray at the end of the night." And then he said, "If you can be amongst those who remember Allah in that moment, then do so." The night is a testimony of what a person loves. And so we need to ask ourselves, what is it that we really love? Do we love Allah enough to wake up in the last third of the night and respond to His call? The second time that's unlike other times happens yearly, and that's the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's another amazing opportunity gifted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you feel like you didn't reach your goals and didn't start off Ramadan strong, here's your chance to make it count. SubhanAllah, during the last third of Ramadan, specifically the last 10 nights, our beloved Prophet ﷺ would exert himself more in effort to reap the rewards from these blessed nights more than any other nights of the year. Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned three things that the Prophet ﷺ did during these blessed nights.